Day 33, transcend the inner war. Why giving up the relationship with yourself is the key to all others. When the pain body is in full swing, it feels like an emotional hurricane rolling through your inner world. You might feel unsettled for hours or even days, but if you can stay present and give your full, non-judging attention to that storm, something magical happens. That raw emotional turbulence, it starts to melt. Your stillness burns through it like fire turns wood into flame. And over time, even menstruation, often viewed as a burden, becomes sacred, a portal of transformation where something deeper, stronger, and more conscious is born. If your partner is present enough, he can support this transmutation too. His role isn't to fix or analyze, but simply to be there, grounded, steady, and awake. He'll learn not to confuse you with the pain body that might lash out in frustration or despair. He won't react, withdraw, or fight back. He holds space, and in doing so, he offers you a mirror of calm that you can return to. Later, you'll do the same for him, calling him back from his mind when it spirals, just by being present and fully here. Together, you create a kind of spiritual greenhouse, a shared field of consciousness so clear and loving that pain, conflict, and illusion simply can't survive in it. This isn't just a healthier relationship, it's a sacred relationship, partnership, a vortex that draws others toward their own awakening. But even in full presence, attraction remains. Enlightenment doesn't delete your humanity. You're still a man or a woman on the surface of things, and that polarity naturally seeks its opposite. That pull toward connection doesn't disappear. It just loses its grip. It becomes like ripples on a vast ocean. You feel the ripple, but you are the ocean. Deep within, you are already whole, already enough. You can absolutely relate deeply to others, maybe more deeply than ever before, but it's no longer from a place of need or grasping. It's from fullness, not emptiness. Your form might have needs, but your being does not. So if those outer needs are met, wonderful. If not, you remain steady and whole inside. Now here's the real twist. The whole love yourself first mantra we've all heard, useful to a point, but still rooted in separation. I, loving myself, is a mental concept. It's a split, an internal duality that keeps your ego alive and humming. In truth, you don't need a relationship with yourself. You just need to be yourself. When you stop splitting into I and me, stop judging, defending, flattering, or resenting yourself, you heal the original wound of separation. In enlightenment, you're no longer two in one. You're simply being. No self to protect, no story to maintain, no mask to wear. And when that inner war ends, all your outer relationships become simpler, purer, and rooted in real love.